Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Oh, it's gone a while. Wow. Left my lunch bag at home, went and got it, came back, ate it, and here I am. All right. The quote of the day comes from Ken Maleski. Columbus Day. Hero or villain? Of course, because you can't be one without the other. While sainthood is universal, heroism is partisan. Someone's hero is always someone else's villain. God bless Christopher Columbus. Ken joins us this morning. Good morning, Ken. How are you?
Good morning, Marty. Glad to be and an honor to be with you.
Tell us which group you represent and why you're so adamant about this, sir.
I am the Grand Knight of the Holy Name Council, number 4602 of the Knights of Columbus in Emlinton, PA, a little town north of Pittsburgh along the Allegheny River, right by I-80. Christopher Columbus was chosen by our soon-to-be canonized saint, Father Michael J. McGivney. He'll be canonized October 31st in New Haven, Connecticut. He chose the Knights of Columbus. He chose Columbus as our leader of the Knights that he formed, now 2 million strong across the world. Charity, unity, and fraternity. Christopher Columbus represented all that. Mr. Columbus was a navigator, a great navigator. He read Marco Polo's books, was enthralled as a youth to travel, and he did everything in his power to do that. He spent a year convincing Ferdinand and Isabella to finance his trip to America, and upon doing that, he founded the New World, and everything else fell apart because he wasn't a good governor. He was more of an explorer, eventually becomes an evangelist, eventually takes the order of St. Francis of Assisi wearing the brown habit. You're a Catholic, you know what that is.
At the end of the day, we decided to burn him in effigy, to cut his head off and throw his statue into the Boston Harbor and in Baltimore, destroy him in Chicago, cover him in plastic and paint over him with nastiness in Pittsburgh. Ken, what the hell's going on, man?
Well, like I said in the quote, we always have heroes and we always have villains. People villainize other people because they don't understand. They don't read history. There is a book out by a Mr. Stein. I apologize. I don't know his name. I think he's in that video. But he wrote a book with untrue facts. And it caught on like wildfire.
Ken Maleski is the Grand Knight for the Holy Name Council in Emlinton, PA. At the end of the day, here's what irritates me. Revisionist history. So, interestingly enough, from the strangest place, John Lennon's son, Sean, this morning said, and he was mocking these protesters, why don't we tear down the pyramids? They were built by slaves. Why not the Great Wall of China? Built by slaves, the Lincoln Memorial, the Washington Monument. Where does it end, Ken? When does it end, and how?
I don't know, Marty, but I guess, the old saying, when good people don't do anything, evil people triumph. So, if you understand the truth, you got to say it.
At the end of the day, we got to fight for this. Because if we give up here, we give up everywhere, do we not? Because, yesterday, I'm not kidding you, I found dirt on Mother Teresa. Yesterday, I found dirt on Gandhi. Apparently, Gandhi was a racist, did not like Africans. This is a quote somebody found to tear apart Gandhi. They tore down an Abe Lincoln monument in Portland the other night. Ken, don't you think destroying history makes us repeat history and the mistakes we've made in the past?
I guess history teaches us sometimes we never learn from it.
What are you folks doing? Are you protesting this? Are you speaking out? What's your plan, Ken?
We're just trying to be like our founder father, Michael McGivney, was. Follow Christ and be good to our neighbor just like you do. I listen to you all the time in Pittsburgh. You are a saint. Helping Bob yesterday, that's what it's all about. We're not going to be able to solve the world, but we have to solve the world we live in one day at a time in front of the people that we see in the street.
Ken Malesky, you're a great man. I appreciate your input this morning. I love your courage. Thank you, sir.
Thank you for having me, Marty. God bless you.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.